Now here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Four of today's papers lead with the death of 36-year-old Owen Fitzpatrick and his 10-year-old son Dylan, who were both killed when the moped they were travelling on was involved in a collision in the resort town of Alanya in Turkey on Monday. The Irish Independent reports that this was the second tragedy to befall the town of Portlaoise in recent months, following the death of 15-year-old David Brown, who died in a quad bike accident on Easter Sunday. According to the Irish Sun, the accident happened on the last day of Owen and Dylan's holiday, while both the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror quote Dylan's mum, Claire Dowling, who was travelling to Turkey last night, speaking of her sorrow over their deaths. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that higher taxes for larger cars, such as SUVs, may be needed to make up for the €1.5 billion in revenue lost as more motorists switch to electric vehicles. Other options being considered are congestion charges and electricity tax for residential customers. Children's Hospital, another fine mess. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, where Craig Hughes reports on the deepening rift between the builders and the board of the National Children's Hospital. Unnamed senior cabinet sources have told the paper that while ending the contract with the main builder could not be ruled out, it would lead to further delays and greater uncertainty about when the hospital will open. Back in the front of the Times, meanwhile, Jennifer Bray reports that the board has disputed claims made by the builder that persistent change to the hospital's design has caused the delays. Yesterday's case in the High Court involving an unnamed mother of two who is terminally ill with breast cancer, who settled her action against the HSE for the care she received from University Hospital Limerick and her GP, receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Examiner. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that there are growing fears in Northern Ireland that they could be hit by blackouts, with Kilroot Power Station in County Antrim due to close their coal-fired units in 2 months' time, while new gas turbines won't be operational until next year. The Irish News leads with the line that a 10-part series on the abduction and murder of Jean McConville is due to be aired on Disney Plus next year. Although Disney hasn't given any details about the series, it's reported that filming is already underway in Liverpool and Sheffield and that a housing complex is being used in place of the Divis flats. The producers confirmed that the series is set in Northern Ireland during the Troubles, while industry insiders say that it's based on a book about Mrs. McConville's abduction. Back in the front of the Examiner and Times, both papers run with front-page pictures from Greece. Under the caption, Europe on Fire, the image in the Examiner is of a policeman carrying a young boy in his arms as forest fires rage in the distance, while the shot in the Times is of a lone firefighter spraying water towards an approaching wildfire. And finally, Martin Turner's cartoon in the Times has another take on the weather. It shows a couple returning to their homeland somewhere in southern Europe, reporting that they've just been on holiday to Ireland. It was brilliant, they say. It rained every day.